Good morning, everyone. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship, we're working our way through the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5, and we come now to verse 6, which says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." I want to read to you Webster's 1828 dictionary definition of meekness, because this gives us kind of a unique perspective. It says, "Softness of temper, mildness, gentleness, forbearance under injury and provocation." That last section there goes totally against how people think today. With self-defense, I've got to take care of myself. But it says here, forbearance under injury and provocation, meekness. In the evangelical sense, humility, resignation, submission to the divine will without murmuring or peevishness, opposed to pride, arrogance, and refractoriness. Now, those are words we don't use very much anymore, but it's the whole idea of a raunchy attitude. That's not meekness. Blessed are the meek, the ones who have softness of temper, mildness, gentleness, forbearance under injury, and provocation, for they shall inherit what? The earth. The earth. I don't know if you've ever sat in on someone reading their will. I had a friend of mine that was telling me about, they had the reading of a will recently that they attended. And he said, "We went out empty-handed, and we didn't know whether we were going to be in the will or not." But he said, it was very interesting, the detail that was given about certain things that would be given to such and such. And said one of them was had to do with a crock pot. And They said, "The crock pot goes to such and such because they always love my meals that I prepared in the crock pot." So the crock pot goes to them, and they said there was a smirk on the face of the individual that got the crock pot. But said it was kind of interesting, some of the things that were detailed in the will. I want to tell you something. If you're meek, you're not getting a crock pot. You know what you're getting? You inherit the earth. Now that to me speaks volumes about how important it is to be what? To be meek. To be meek. Some people don't like that word softness of temper. They think, we need to be hard. We got to be tough. Well, when it comes to spiritual verities and dealing with a sin-sick world, we can't react like they do. That's how they do. They go crazy, and so we can't react that way. And sometimes we're forced to have to deal with them, especially if there's violence that comes. But for the most part, we just have a straight attitude of honoring Jesus Christ. And if you do that, you follow His word in that regard, and you have forbearance even under injury. You forbear, and you follow the Lord. You're going to inherit the earth. That's the picture that's given. God puts great weight on this, and may God help us to be meek. That doesn't mean weak. Meek means to be have strength under control. We don't lash out. We keep ourselves under control for the glory of Jesus Christ. May God help us to have that spirit and attitude.